to Omaha now, where the Missouri River is higher than it's been in more than half a century. The river is 4 feet above flood stage. A levee is protecting downtown. But as Katie Knapp Schubert reports for member station KIOS in Omaha, the city is scrambling to keep its airport above water.
Driving to Epley Airfield on this morning, there's new scenery to see. Standing water in the fields next to the road connecting downtown with the airport. Utility boxes are sandbagged. Pumps are working to remove water from areas around the airport. Signs direct volunteers to a community sandbagging effort at a city park. And a lake near the airport is threatening to spill over its banks. But inside the airport, travelers still take their shoes off, have their IDs checked, and go through the body scanner.
Containers must be placed in a single quart-size clear plastic zip-top bag. Your zip-top bag must be removed from...
And that's exactly how Omaha Airport Authority Executive Director Steve Soffel wants it.
From the very beginning, our objective has really been twofold, and that's to protect our assets at Epley Airfield, and then second, to maintain air operations. And currently, air service is operating normally at Epley, and there have been no interruptions associated with the flood.
About 90 flights depart here every day. Last year, more than 4 million passengers passed through these terminals. The Missouri River borders this airport on three sides, and the river is rising. Omaha hasn't seen such a significant flood threat since 1952. A 13-mile-long, 42-foot-high levee now protects the airport. Still, Soffel says contractors are working day and night to keep the water out.
We've bagged areas knowing that when the ground is saturated, if there would be heavy rainfall, there could be some temporary flash flooding. And what those will do is protect key assets such as our concourse and terminal until such time as the pumps could get caught back up during a heavy rain.
Epley has three pumping stations to help remove standing water. A sand boil, a weak spot in the levee, developed a couple of days ago. 100,000 sandbags are protecting the airport's critical infrastructure. If the levee protecting the airport was breached, a flood would be devastating to air travel throughout this region, according to David Byers. He's an associate professor at the University of Nebraska Omaha's Aviation Institute.
Let me put it this way. Epley, from the latest figures that I have, is the 63rd busiest airport in the country in terms of numbers of passengers. Certainly, the interruption of air service in and out of the area would be very significant to the community.
And getting to another airport wouldn't be easy. Portions of Interstate 29 are closed. That makes the three-hour trip to the Kansas City airport more difficult. Once the river crests in Omaha, it'll stay unusually high into August, putting significant pressure on the levees here. For now, the sights of sandbags, pumps, and high water will be the norm for most of the summer. For NPR News, I'm Katie Knapp Schubert in Omaha.